My name is Christopher Peter and welcome. Let us discuss this past weekend in football. The NFL season kicked off with the two-time defending Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Baltimore Ravens, a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game which took place in Baltimore. Different year, different rosters, different stadium, but the same result? The Chiefs looked visibly better than last year. You can see the potential with the new young speedster they drafted in the first round with the pick that the Buffalo Bills passed on. Just saying? Yet the game still came down to a one-score outcome, and the Chiefs won by a toe. Literally, a controversial but correct overturn of what looked to be the last-second touchdown by the Ravens. The action continued the next night, for the most popular sport in the world, whose popularity is highly fueled by the scarcity of games, is doing pretty well at making those games played in highly visible, exclusive, and exciting environments. This was definitely the case when my beloved Philadelphia Eagles took on the Green Bay Packers in another exclusive prime-time event and an early international first-time appearance below the equator. If you listened to my content last week, you saw that I picked the Eagles to slightly defeat the Packers in my first quarter selections, but this game went completely different than I expected. Both teams did not hit the ground running. Unless you mean literally, the field conditions made stars from both sides eat grass until they finally found the right cleats. My Eagles made two early mistakes by Jalen Hurts, which they were bailed out by a Packers team that found the red zone quite intimidating. Luckily, Saquon Barkley showed Eagles fans what they can expect from him this season, and Giants fans what they are potentially missing. The Eagles played better in the second quarter and second half to pull ahead and hold on, following another turnover, but Hurts did a great job securing a first down on a late run. There was no professional football games on Saturday, until we consider college football played by budding millionaires professionals or at least semi-professionals, but the big moments were seeing Notre Dame see hopes of making the college playoff field get extremely smaller by losing a game they were favored by the amount of points the Vikings scored this weekend. On to Sunday, the Steelers were without their announced starting quarterback Russell Wilson, but were able to kick six field goals to defeat the Falcons with their new quarterback in Kirk Cousins, who was coming off his own Achilles tear. The Giants placed greater value on a mediocre quarterback than a running back with proven talent and high upside. The Giants only scored 6 points against the Vikings at home, and their fans let out their frustrations early and often in MetLife Stadium. The Cowboys paid Dak Prescott the highest contract in league history, and the Cowboys defeated the team that previously made Deshaun Watson the highest-paid player who was not playing at the time. The Browns may have buyer's remorse as they are still waiting for their investment to pay off in the slightest. The Browns were not the only team in Ohio to lose, as the Bengals could not find a way to beat the Patriots without Bill Belichick and with a rookie coach, quarterback, and in the midst of a rebuild. Matthew Stafford should have no regrets on leaving Detroit, and neither should the Rams for making the trade. But it must be tough to continue to lose in Detroit despite personally playing well. Jim Harbaugh won his NFL return game against the Raiders. Three teams in the AFC East won as the Bills came from behind to win, and the Dolphins arrested a victory. More about this game later. The only team in that division to experience defeat was the New York Jets. The much-hyped team fell to the San Francisco 49ers. Aaron Rodgers did make it through the whole game, but was not impressive. The Niners controlled the game after the Jets played well early on. The big injury news really is the Packers losing their quarterback for a few weeks with a sprained MCL, with 5 seconds to play against the Eagles, wishing him a speedy recovery and productive season. The weekend was somewhat marred a bit by an incident involving Miami wide receiver Tyreek Hill, who was pulled over for speeding on the way to the game. During the event, footage shows that Hill was taken out of his car and may have been cuffed, not arrested but cited for traffic violations. The situation appears to reflect an overreaction by local police due to Hill not complying with a direct order by the police, which people are expected to do regardless of your wealth and status. Many people played the race card while talking about the event, many of whom were not as forgiving for Scottie Scheffler during his event earlier this year. I think the police officers on the scene appeared to have overreacted. There was a crime committed. People should not be speeding. And people should comply with orders from the police, especially when there are other events or in situations where you have an alleged infraction of the law. I generally support the police because, despite the construct going around about the police, they have a difficult job dealing with the worst in society and other people in their worst moment in life. They risk their lives for many who will never appreciate what they face on a daily basis. But I believe when a person does wrong, you should call them out. And if there is wrong on both parties, then both sides get called out. My take on the Scheffler situation was regardless of what the golf star did. The police did not make the best decision in the moment, given the notoriety of the situation and what could expectedly come afterwards. I think the same was here. Hill probably sped. Many people unfortunately do not abide by the traffic laws. But the officers could have focused on handling the situation without making matters worse. Sure, I can understand why they might want tinted windows kept down, but they could have understood why a high-profile person might not want to be seen. This is why many police departments go to great lengths to provide secure access to high-profile people turning themselves in at police stations. So it would have made some sense for the officers to try to de-escalate and be understanding that the likelihood of a wide receiver fleeing the scene near or at a stadium is slim for a speeding ticket, especially a high-profile one. Although he does have a slightly imperfect past, the justice system is supposed to be blind, but it can use common sense. It can enforce the laws in a manner where the situation is not escalated and the process, if expedient and fair. Finally, I will say a few words about the debate that occurred between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. I think both candidates had moments, both good and bad, but I think the overall feeling was that Trump missed an opportunity to deliver a knockout. I agree that the moderators were bad, but you cannot completely blame the moderators when you engage with them. The media clearly has chosen sides back in 2012 and continues to be consistent in that manner. The main issue was Trump taking on every fight rather than really pointing out Harris' inconsistencies, lack of a legitimate policy idea, and her radical stances on issues that are important. She would shine on abortion because Democrats reframe the issue around the woman's choice by diminishing any consideration for the life that would be lost, and he was right about the states that make it acceptable to allow life to expire following a botched abortion. I do not think Harris came off that good either. She said a lot of crazy things and did not really offer much but fluff. You can make claims that you think someone may cause inflation, but you were part of the administration that actually made inflation a thing to worry about and something that actually harmed millions and millions of Americans. She can try to deflect blame on the border, but the border was her direct failure, regardless of whether she wants to obsess over her actual title. I am not sure anyone, Democrat or Republican, actually view the current situation acceptable, but projection and deflection is expected in campaigns. Trump ended with connecting Harris to the failures of the Biden era, but he really needed to do that more throughout and not go down every rabbit hole about dogs being eaten. A missed opportunity. But people know what they are going to get with a Trump administration. There is still plenty of worry about the values and ideology that Harris and Waltz support.